Lebanon's Bekaa Valley, the heart of agriculture and an income source to those in desperate need. Umm Mohammed and her husband cannot find work, but their 12-year-old daughter Rahaf has. For 6 hours a day, for less than $1 an hour, Rahaf picks vegetables in the fields nearby. Her earnings is all her parents and 4 siblings have to live on. As they await her return, they worry about her.
I don't want to see her work, but what can we do? She comes home tired, you know, like any other worker. She's a young girl, not fit for work. This is the first time she has ever worked.
Back home in Raqqa, Syria, the family had a different life.
In Syria, they used to only study like other pupils. They slept, ate, and studied. That was it. They didn't have to work.
The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees visited Lebanon this week to highlight the ongoing plight of Syrian refugees.
And how's the situation in Raqqa now?
He visited the tented settlement where Umm Mohammed lives.
With the hundreds of thousands of Syrians living here, that Syria became the worst humanitarian tragedy of our times, that the suffering of the Syrian people is something that we would never be able to foresee a few years ago.
Mr. Guterres was keen to highlight the effect the crisis was having on host countries.
The impact on the daily life of Lebanese, on their salaries, on their rents, the impact on the school system, the health system, on the infrastructure, water, electricity. All these requires massive solidarity from the international community. And Lebanon has the right to ask the international community to share this burden.
Some Syrian refugees living in this area have benefited from projects like this vegetable packaging factory, employing both Lebanese and Syrian staff. But with 1 million Syrian refugees in Lebanon, it's hard to help everyone. Despite her situation, Umm Mohammed remains hopeful that her children will have a better future than the one they now face.
I want them to be in good health and live a safe life. I don't want them to be in debt to anyone or to have debts.
For now, the family have to survive on what little they can get, and on the hope that things will soon get better.